some people want to have like a more quieter environment, they can also come out here.
Yeah.
Then auntie really have a hard time cleaning.
My name is Grace. I'm from CNA, so I'm going to be joining your class for 2 hours today. Looking forward to learning about DNT. When I was in school, Sec 4, that was like, let me do the quick math, 16 years ago. I didn't do DNT for O-levels, but I did it in Sec 1 and Sec 2, and it was one of my favourite subjects, but it has changed drastically. I understand nothing on the board, so I'm looking forward to you guys leading me today.
For the past year, right, they do a site visit. Right? So there are two main things you want to do. One is to get to know the sizing of the space. So perhaps you want to put it on to 3%, 2%. Using the app, the measure app, or you want to need a measuring tape. I think the app is easier. Alright? So using the app, roughly measure the space there. So we do very layman one, ergonomics, comfort. And second one is about the measurements. Is it comfortable for the average height and someone who is a more small size?
That one, it's a lot more swivelly. So for me, it distracts me a lot more. Like this one, it's just firm. And yeah, there's no way to like, you know, fidget or whatever. Yeah. So it doesn't enable my fidgeting and my restlessness. Yeah. What about yourself? Do you want to try something? Yeah. Why don't you try that and see if that fits you? You see, you already...
Yeah, the VGT part.
Yeah.
So, this one, I think if there was a group project, a lot of people were already...
Yes, exactly. It is. Okay, you try this one. I think this one, the backrest is better as well.
How we actually plan our curriculum, our D&T program in Edgefield Secondary School, we actually anchor lower sec as the projects are more constrained, more teacher structured. Okay, so the students actually get to know the basic of design thinking, getting them to design simple objects. At year one, they actually do paper and pen, so we get them to experience the fundamental of sketching. Then at year two, it's more to digital. What we actually emphasizing that do not be afraid, go on and sketch. Through many practice, you'll be able to improve. And we also want to stress the point that everybody comes in different. It's okay.
About the assignment itself, I think it was really exciting because as Sec 1s, you could contribute to an actual building in the school. Before we went down to the site, what we planned to get were measurements for the site itself and also to try out different features about the chairs and then like mix and match them to create one chair as our project. The challenges I'll find in this project is to try and find what other people would find interesting in the space because we can't do an entire survey and ask the entire school. So we just had to think and try and put ourselves in their shoes. What I found most interesting was brainstorming ideas and then just putting it out because you can just be imaginative and then put the most craziest ideas, but you can just narrow it down. So one of the crazy ideas was we made a second story. So that was actually very interesting.
We often look at nature for source of inspiration. The inner lace, what is it inspired by? Lego bricks. We are very inspired by nature to come up with products, prototypes, okay, with the shapes and so on. So we will start with our designing right now.
bear. I put two bamboos in the side. Just so it can be recognized as a...
This one, in okay. production, this will be very... visual, we say it's okay, but here are too thin already. You better make your circle smaller.
I just spent 2 days with Secondary 1 and 2 students from Edgefield Secondary School in D&T lessons. I miss the classroom energy so much. When I was in school, D&T lessons involved a lot of plastic buffing, woodworking, filing of metal. And nowadays, kids learn about design thinking, which is essentially using design-centered solutions to solve real-world problems. And what I found most fascinating about that is that it teaches them empathy. So they basically have to put themselves into the end user's shoes in order to come up with solutions that would directly benefit their lives. What I found most humbling about the entire experience is that there's always something to learn at every age, and even more humbling is that I can be outperformed by 13 and 14-year-olds any day.